Hello and welcome to How to Sage Your Space with Susan and How to Sage Yourself. First, let's begin with what is sage and why do we need it to help clear our space and our energy field? Sage has been around for centuries. Native Americans and other indigenous people have burned sage for centuries as part of a spiritual ritual to cleanse a person or space, and it promotes healing and wisdom. It's been used since the time of the ancient Egyptians and Romans to treat digestive issues, memory problems, sore throats, and many other things. Incense burners have been found to date back as far as to Egypt's 5th dynasty. That would be from the 25th and 24th centuries BC, like 4,500 years ago. And it's well known and used in society in many places today. Scientists have observed that sage can clear up to 94% of airborne bacteria in a space and disinfect the air. When sage is burned, it releases negative ions, which is linked to putting people into a positive mood. So as you can see, sage helps clear up all the energy around you and can also release the negative issues and the negative energy and also raise your mood into a positive vibration. Now, many people will sage on a routine basis. And when I say that, I am referring to saging yourself. Think about all the energy you pick up every day, wherever you go, whether it is to the office, to the grocery store, and even within your home, especially when you are living with others. We have an incredible energy field that vibrates, and it needs to be cleansed just like we cleanse our physical bodies. Sage is a wonderful tool to use for this process. It is good to clear your space whenever you have moved into a new space, whenever you have had an argument. It is wonderful to use sage to clear the space after the argument. Make sure again the windows are open. And it is also great to use sage to clear your space when any illness has taken place in the home. You can sage when someone is sick and also after they have healed. It is also wonderful to sage when you are feeling stuck, feeling frustrated, or feeling depressed or sad. Sage is a wonderful way to uplift your energy, to clear it, and to heal it. If you are allergic to sage, or you find it your allergies become very active when you have used sage and you're unable to do so, then you can also find smudge sprays that are available at all the same locations I mentioned earlier. They are just as effective, and if you are unable to use any of those, remember, intention is everything. You can still open your windows and doors with the intention and prayer to release all the negative energy that is within your home. How often should you sage? You can sage every day if you choose. Most people like to sage at least once a week to make sure their energy has been cleared. Some people like to do it at the end of the day. It's totally up to you. How often should you sage your space, your home, your office? That all depends on if you have brought anything new in and if there have been any issues that need to be cleared. But most times you are safe to do your saging within your home once a month. I like to begin by saging myself first, and then I begin to sage my home or office or whatever space I am choosing at that time. So let's begin with what you're going to need for this process. You will need what we refer to as a smudge stick. Look for sustainable Californian white sage from a reputable source. You may find it at crystal shops, yoga studios, whole food stores, organic stores. You can even find it online, but make sure it is California white sage from a good source. Next, you will need a fireproof container or bowl or plate that is 100% fireproof. You can find these also at the similar stores. You will need candles or matches where you can light your sage stick. I like to light it from a white candle, and I usually have a few of them in the home when I am saging and clearing the house. That way, if the sage stick tends to burn out, I can easily relight it again. Now, when you are done with this process, you're going to want to extinguish the sage because it can easily continue burning, and you don't want that to happen. You can use a bowl of sand, or you can simply press the stick into the fireproof container until it is extinguished. You can also use gentle water because fire and water are like yin and yang, so it's also good to extinguish that flame with the intention that the process is complete. Now that we have everything we need, you want to make an intention before you get started. When I begin and I'm going to cleanse myself, I make the intention that I am releasing all negative energies that no longer serve me. I am releasing any heavy limiting beliefs that I am still carrying with me. I light the sage stick and I stand barefoot wherever I am, whether it is outside or inside. I make sure, number one, I have a window open or a door open. When you are lighting sage, it is a very strong smell. Many people really like it. Some don't like it at all, but it's very powerful and it's potent, and it's a beautiful way to release and clear energy. So you don't want to just begin using the sage on your body or in your home without a window or door open, because then all you're doing is moving the energy within the space as opposed to letting it go out and setting it free. We have chakra systems throughout our body. Many people are aware of the 7 main chakras: the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the power chakra, the heart, throat, third eye, and crown. The root chakra starts at the base of your spine and it goes down to the earth. The crown chakra on the top of your head is also in the shape of a cone and goes up into the sky. There are other chakras throughout our body, and they are located in different areas. But the ones I like to focus on as well is the bottom of our feet and the palm of our hands. To begin saging your body, you want to stand with both feet barefoot on the ground spread apart, and then you would have both arms spread apart. Obviously, you need one arm to do the saging. So at this time, you're standing with both legs apart, and I prefer to have my left arm out and use the sage with my right hand. So I take the sage first and I begin by going under my left foot. I do this by lifting up my left foot and letting the smoke go underneath it before I put my foot back down. And I go up the outside of my left leg as if I am outlining my entire body, going slowly and gently up your left side. Your left arm is out, so you're going under your arm. All the smoke is outlining your body, going around your hand and your arm that's spread out, and then coming back around and going up your shoulder and your neck. Then you want to take it up and around your head, going over to your right side. It is here where I switch out the sage to my left hand, and I allow my right hand to be stretched out, and I continue on with the sage outlining my body and clearing the energy field. Therefore, I am going across my right arm and my hand, and then going under my right arm, and then down the right side of my body, down my right leg, and then I lift my right foot and I let that smoke penetrate that open portal. And then I go into the inside of my right leg, up and down the left side. So this way you are penetrating that root chakra as well. Now take the sage and I go straight up the front of my body. I put it around the back of my head, then I come around again to the front of my body and I walk through it so it is penetrating through the back of me as well. Once you have completed this process, you take the sage and if needed, you relight it. If you are saging yourself and the sage goes out, that's okay. Just relight it and start where you left off. What that indicates is that that part of your body has really needed this clearing. and it's pulling from that. Sometimes you will notice two different things happen, especially when you are clearing a space. The sage can go out by needing more, and the sage can also become very strong in lots of smoke, which that's just telling you it is really needing to work on clearing that space as well. So once you are complete with doing your body, you want to take the sage and extinguish it and then begin your intention for saging your space. Now, if this is your home, again, you may want to go in each room first and begin by having a window open or a door open, so you don't have to do that while you are in the middle of clearing the entire space. Once you have done that, the next step is I like to begin standing in the center of my home and beginning with a prayer of intention. Oh, Heavenly Father, Creator, Universe, as we enter this home, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order in this home. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. We thank you for the gifts you have blessed this home with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. We ask that you please give us a fresh supply of strength to move forward in life. We ask that you anoint our projects, ideas, health, and energy so that even the smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. We ask that you bless this home with peace, love, happiness, laughter, financial abundance, excellent health, and security from this day forward. We ask that when we feel overwhelmed and unsure with decisions, that you will guide us to our highest good. We ask that when we are tired, that you will infuse us with the light and healing you can bring us by restoring our energy with love and balance. May the way we choose to live our life be filled with faith, joy, confidence, pride, great health, security, safety, protection, awareness, happiness, knowledge, and wisdom, and bring a smile to our faces and to all that come in contact with us every day from this day forward. At this time, as we begin preparation for this cleansing, we ask that any and all negative energy within these walls, within these furnishings, within all objects and people and apparel be removed once and for all. We ask that any spirit residue be removed and sent into your light. We are now ready to begin cleansing the space, and we give gratitude and honor as we ask the archangels to join us. At this time, we ask that only the highest vibration of unconditional love and pure healing light enters this space, surrounding us with safety and protection now and always. Archangel Raphael, we call you in from the east with the symbol of air. May the gentle winds blow on this place with safety, protection, and love. We thank you, Archangel Raphael, for your presence and assistance today. Archangel Uriel, we call you in from the north with the symbol of the earth. We ask you for safety and protection of this place. May stability and grounding of the earth stabilize all those who enter here. And we thank you, Archangel Uriel, for your presence. Archangel Gabriel, we call you in from the west with the symbol of water. We ask for safety and protection of this space. May the gentle rains fall down upon us and cleanse and heal us and this place and those who enter here. We thank you, Archangel Gabriel, for your presence. Archangel Michael, we call you in from the south with the symbol of fire. We ask for safety and protection of this place. May the warmth of the sun enter this space and enter the hearts of all those who enter here. We thank you, Archangel Michael, for your assistance today. And now you are ready to begin saging your space. You can alter the beginning intention in any way that you choose. Some people like to listen to this while they are doing it so they can repeat the words. But also remember to add something that is personal to you. You can use your own names. You can use whatever you choose that makes you bring into your awareness the intentions that you truly desire for your space. Now let's begin by lighting your sage stick. And the first thing you want to do is begin by starting at your front door. It's important to remember to go into all the corners with your sage stick. And if you can't reach up high to the ceilings, it's okay. You will just hold the sage stick up as high as you can, and that smoke will raise up and penetrate all the corners up towards the ceiling. Now, how we did our body by outlining our body, you're pretty much outlining your home in your space. So you're going to outline the doorways. Then you're going to follow the baseboards around that room and outline all the furniture. You don't have to be so specific that you're going to every little detail because you'd be there forever. The sage and the intention and the smoke that is going out will easily take care of everything within that space. So begin by moving along the baseline, outlining the furniture, outlining the lampshades, and going to each corner of the room and going upwards and letting it penetrate up to the ceiling. You're going to also want to go into each bathroom. Make sure you're going into each closet. A lot of people tend to forget their closets, but closets actually can hold a lot of energy that becomes stagnant in there because we don't travel through the closet very often unless you have a walk-in closet. But there are pantries that you still want to do. Everything has energy in your home. Everything you've brought into your home has come from somewhere else, whether it was a store or whether it was something you have had since you were a child and you've moved from place to place. Either way, it holds energy. So you want to cleanse every section of your home. Opening the closets, you can briefly just put that sage in there. Get the corners if it's a big closet. Get the bathrooms. Go down the hallways and get each bedroom. And if you have a patio or a outside area, you also want to sage that as well. Remember to sage all your kitchen, and you can open the cabinets and briefly sage through them. The laundry room, and if you have a basement, you can sage there. You don't necessarily need to go in the attic, because when you're raising the sage up to the ceiling, you can make it that intention that the sage is now penetrating through the ceiling, going into the attic and clearing all that needs to be cleared in that space. Simply making the intention is just as powerful. Once you have completed this process, you will take the sage, and if you have a fireproof bowl, you will gently put the sage out by putting it against the bowl. And if you don't, and you prefer to use water, you can bring it to the sink and gently run the water and let it slowly put the sage out. And now you want to say your ending prayer. We give thanks to all the archangels today for dissolving any and all negative, heavy, unwanted energy from this space. We ask that this negative energy be placed into the violet flame with love and compassion and gratitude. We are now filling this space with new, vibrant, positive energy that is surrounded with love, happiness and joy, excellent health and prosperity and abundance that radiates out to every inch of this space. We give love and gratitude and thanks. It is done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now you can leave your windows open or doors open for just a little bit longer. And when you are ready, you close them. And some people like to light a few candles and just enjoy how good everything feels. You can feel the energy has shifted, and within the next 24 hours, you will feel it even more. Thank you for joining me. I hope you found this helpful. I am Susan Saucier, your spiritual life coach, helping you find your authentic self and living your life's purpose. If you are already a subscriber, I thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this and found it helpful. And if you are new to this channel, welcome. We hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you subscribe, hit the notification bell so that you will get all the new uploaded videos. And if you would be kind enough to give it a thumbs up and share to others, it is greatly appreciated. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them below and I will get back to you as soon as I can. I have also created a wonderful guided meditation that goes beautifully when you sage to calibrate your energy field. It's also a great quick way when you are unable to sage yourself quickly. I have left that link below as well. Wishing you all a wonderful week ahead. Namaste.